Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump says he's celebrating passage of his huge tax and spending bill.
Biggest tax cut in history. Great for security. Great on the southern border. Immigration is covered. We cover just about everything.
He plans to sign the bill tomorrow. Some of those working at food kitchens to support needy families are worried about the bill and cuts to SNAP benefits. Jason Critchlow in Indiana.
I'm very concerned that there are populations of people in this community that are doomed.
Trump was also asked by reporters today about his phone call with Russian President Putin. He said he did not make any progress on ending the war in Ukraine. The first immigrant detainees arrived at a new detention center in the Florida Everglades today. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez.
This is civil immigration detention, so it is not supposed to be a punishment or punitive. It is only designed to hold people while they await detention and deportation.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Attorney General Josh Call says the Wisconsin Supreme Court's ruling on the state's abortion law leaves room for action by the state legislature. Joanne Krulatz has more.
The court ruled Wednesday on a suit originally brought by Call and Governor Tony Evers regarding Wisconsin's 1849 law, which criminalized most abortions. Justices ruled that the 1849 law has been superseded by several other state laws and by a previous ruling from the court that the law only applied to assault, which resulted in death of an unborn child, not elective abortions. Conservative Justice Annette Ziegler wrote in the dissent that the court's four liberal justices are compromised on the issue of abortion, calling their analysis flawed. In the majority opinion, Justice Jill Karofsky said state lawmakers are free to pass legislation modifying the court's ruling. Speaking at a Wednesday press conference, Call said, quote, "We can do better through state legislation and establishing protections for continuing access to safe and legal abortion and ensuring that our laws are updated."
The DNR is joining law enforcement authorities for the annual Operation Dry Water campaign this 4th of July weekend. The campaign seeks to prevent boaters from operating while impaired. Lisa Hale has more important information for boaters.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to boat responsibly if they plan to get out on the water for the holiday weekend. According to a press release, the four leading causes of watercraft crashes are inexperience, not paying enough attention, general recklessness, and speeding.
Even if you know how to swim, you should always wear your life jacket. Officials encourage you to drive sober and stay safe this holiday. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Mets beat the Miz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers' Jacob Mizorowski was off to one of the best starts for a pitcher in the history of baseball. Last night, though, he ran into a little trouble, loaded the bases, then gave up a grand slam. The Mets beat the Brewers 7-3. Pat Murphy on why he had to pull Mizorowski out after 3 2/3 innings.
Ball wasn't coming off his fingers the same way. It was kind of like one time he'd let it go back here, the next time out here, and you could see he was pushing it sometimes, and his whole body was not in sync.
So now Mizorowski's record is 3 wins and 1 loss. Earlier in the day, the Brewers beat the Mets 7-2. Home runs by Sal Frelick, Isaac Collins, and Joey Ortiz hit his first career grand slam, giving credit to teammate Freddy Peralta.
You see it from the offense when the starting pitcher is doing what he can out there to get us back in to go swing. I mean, the offense usually stays locked in all game, and the process is more important than the results at times, so you just kind of got to grind through.
That's Brewers shortstop Joey Ortiz with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An isolated storm possible tonight, otherwise partly cloudy, warm and muggy with lows in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid for tomorrow, highs within a few degrees of 90. Showers and storms possible tomorrow night and Saturday, high mid-80s. Currently it's 87.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
That's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the founding fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a special Independence Day edition of the show featuring some of our tours around what makes Wisconsin great and free brewer tickets to give away. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey, this is producer Conrad. Hope you have a fun and safe 4th of July weekend. Pete and I are taking time to spend time with our family and enjoy the weather. So in the meantime, here's a show that includes some of our favorite moments from 2025. Hope you enjoy.
Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night. We're broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Green Bay, statewide. A gorgeous sort of summer night here in Wisconsin. We sat on the porch for the first time the other night, and I needed a coat. I was just sitting out there because it wasn't freezing. But it kind of sucks. The weather has been really sucky, I would say.
It was nice after that, like, rain passed yesterday.
Yeah.
After the rain stopped, it got pretty nice out.
Yeah, it's not too bad, I guess. All right, that was one of Conrad Krieger's five-day forecasts. Do we have Lance?
Yes, we do.
All right, fantastic. It is my pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, to welcome back to Nightlight. You know him as possibly George Cooper on the hit show Young Sheldon. He's also been in another film with me called The Godfather of Green Bay. That's where we met, and he has many other acting credits. My pal, the talented Lance Barber.
Hi, Pete.
Dude, I am loving that mustache.
How about it? You know, I did this just for you.
You know, I don't know.
I had a full beard, but I said, you know what Schwabo would like? He'd like the old tickler. And so I put the old tickler back on.
There's one of the funniest things I've ever heard, and we're on radio, I can't say it, but it is called a blank sweeper.
I almost went there and stopped myself live radio.
Tickler was good. Only time I've ever had just a mustache without the beard was during COVID. My son and I grew matching mustache, so that was kind of fun,
kind of gross, I'm sure.
And kind of it was weird. I felt like Burt Reynolds, like I was in Smokey and the Bandit. But that is awesome, man. That's like a crouchy dude.
Yeah, I'm trying to go for the full crouch.
I like it.
We call it the full crouch.
The full crouch. Hey, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Doing very well.
I heard that you were sitting on the porch.
I was.
Time has really gone by, hasn't it? Not only were you sitting on the porch, but you got a little chilly. What happened to us?
Listen, dude, I have a favorite kind of seltzer water. I don't know when that happened. It's just not right. But I see you could still party because I see you have a banjo on the wall. And I love that. Do you play the banjo?
Yeah, nothing says wild man like banjo music. Nothing says party animal.
I play the jug. We could, next time we're around each other, we could have some fun. How you been, man?
I'm good. I got all the, my kid plays the music now. He's far surpassed me in all of his instruments. So they're just up as decorations. Now he's the one that plays everything.
That's unbelievable. It's so funny. Like, you and I went a while without talking, not for weird reasons or anything, but like, I always think of your kids as being the age they were when we last spoke, and probably mine too. How old are
they? I think of your kids as being teeny because that's when I saw them last. Maybe I saw your son more recently, but yeah.
Are your kids like teenagers now, Lance?
Yeah, I got two teenagers in the house, and I can hardly tolerate it. It's he's almost 17, and she's just turned 14, my daughter. So,
nice.
That's actually pretty good. I welcome the teen years. There's all the traditional things that come with it, which we're tasting some of, but it's kind of fun to have them be the age they are.
Yeah. To watch those movies together, it's fun.
Yeah, for sure. That's what we're doing. Yep.
Yeah. So, all right. So, as I mentioned, Lance was in a film I did called The Godfather of Green Bay. We shot primarily here in Northeast Wisconsin. And a little bit in L.A. and Vegas, but that's where we met. I've known you a long time, Lance, and I was so excited when you got cast as young Sheldon. You were like the guy on our movie set that everybody said it's only a matter of time before Lance has a breakout. You know, it certainly wasn't in The Godfather of Green Bay, but no, but we knew you were going to have like everybody. And it's not any one of us. It was kind of a consensus. So can you talk about what that run was like? The last time you were on the show, I think your character had not met its fate yet and you couldn't really say much. The show had an amazing ending and a great run. What was that like?
That was cool. I mean, to speak to the ending, it was kind of awesome. I've said this before, but like we all knew it was coming.
Yeah.
And so that was part of my, like, I was mostly prepared for that, where everybody else was kind of crushed, cast and audience alike. And even if they knew it was coming, because they decided to give the show a beginning, middle, and end. And I love that they did. The end came for that program, at least, was, you know, when George died and Sheldon went to college. And I thought that was mighty cool of them to do that. And also the fact that I was America's dad on TV that died.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty cool for a character actor's like legacy, right? Like, you know, we would, in our 20s, we're at the bar, and we're talking about, remember that show? Remember this show? Remember that thing? And some kids are going to be in college talking about, remember when, you know, young Sheldon's dad died? Oh yeah, that crushed right?
Right.
I get to have that like as part of my acting legacy, and it's really neat for a character actor to have something like memorable in that way. So
I would imagine.
I'm super grateful. It was a jackpot, awesome job for so many reasons. It came at the right time in my life, and my kids were the right age, and it was kids on the show, so I wasn't gone all the time. It shot at Warner Brothers. I was 12 minutes from work, and I was home for dinner most nights. And, of course, the work itself, the show had such success, and I'm still getting – you know, Netflix has it out now, and – it still has a life in the way that it didn't used to before streaming. And so people are watching it for the first time, right? And they might watch it for the first time, do a run of the series years from now. And so, and I get approached by people saying, I just started it and we loved it. You know, that's pretty cool. And really, it's got legs.
Absolutely. And it's one of the, like, you're right. I think that's so incredible that I talk to people now that still say, like, they just discovered Seinfeld 10 years ago. Well, it's going to be the same with young Sheldon. I mean, especially in a franchise like that. Like, now there's a prequel, and it's just great. Right. And I would imagine you as an actor, you don't even need a reel anymore. You just plop down that scene where you got to pass away on national TV, and that's, like, pretty cool thing on your resume. I mean, great great as an actor, right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. I mean, it got to for a show that was a comedy, was a network sitcom, primetime comedy.
Yeah,
it had a lot of those moments that were heavy enough and had the heart. So we get to play those, and I think that's what grounded it and made it popular. So
absolutely. All right. So what do you do now, Lance? You had this great run.
I'm retired, Pete.
Wow.
I'm done. I'm just here playing the banjo most days.
That's not a bad life.
I am. It was about a year ago in April, I think, that we ended the show. And then I've just been a family man since. You know, everybody's talking about the business in Los Angeles being slow, and I can second that. It really is. It's different right now. Things are less than they used to be for local work and auditions, et cetera. And that's fine. I mean, to be gross, I'm in a financial position where I don't have to worry about what's coming next for a minute.
Right.
Right. And so I'm really enjoying, my kids are older. They're going to be out of the house soon. I'm really leaning into that, but I will get restless before too long and want to work, you know, for sure. I'm waiting for you to put me in a movie. So I'll be ready for that when that time comes. But you know, I feel like I'm in a position that I never had been before because of the show, because I can say no to things. I can feel comfortable waiting for the next thing, you know, personally and, you know, financially for my family. So here's super lucky.
Yeah. Here's a question on the stream from Mike for Lance. How does someone who does comedy with sock puppets at Rocktoberfest and doing a dine and dash with Joe Keegan end up being one of the most talented, beloved TV dads of all time? Also, are you up for a Godfather of Greenway sequel? Good God. Mike is always pitching a sequel. Like,
is that Desitel? Is that Mike? Is that?
Oh yeah, Mike Desitel. Sure, you know Mike.
Yeah, yeah, of course, of course. It's, yeah. Yeah, Mike's a great guy. He had my favorite line in The Godfather, a green guy, when he was taking a squat in the woods. Yeah, was my favorite performance of the film.
He had at a premiere in Marinette. He did that line and the place erupted because everybody knows him. And it's a funny line. And as the laughter dies down, you could hear Mike's mom say, "Michael, I'm so proud of you." It was glorious moment. Mike has always been good with the bowels anyway, on camera or off, I'm told. So,
I don't remember Mike's answer, but I like that guy. And how did I'm just brimming with talent, Mike. What can I say? It's one of those things you're born with. You can't teach it. You know what I mean?
Hey, let me ask you that, Lance. What would be your next type of role? Like, let's say network TV came calling again, or a really cool streamer. Like, what would you want to play? You've already done the cool kind of badass dad who was very sweet and also protective and a great role. What would you want to do next if it was up to Lance or Balls?
If it was up to me, you know, I get asked that and I just don't know. It's a very general answer. Something's so different.
Really?
You know, everybody wants to lean into, there were two auditions for football coaches that have come this year. Right. And different characters, different style, all of that. I don't want to play a football coach again.
Right.
And at least not right now. And so, you know, those are things I'm passing on. Again, having the luxury of being somewhat choosy. I just want to do something that I haven't done before. You know, luckily I've done things before this that had a little attention. I was on a show called The Comeback and I played a jerk and kind of played the bad guy. And so I kind of have that already in my, on the resume. And I played an obnoxious character on Always Sunny that I still get recognized for in public. So I have those things. I want to do something different than any of those. And I don't know what that is. You know, recently I auditioned for Little House on the Prairie. They're doing I think there's a reboot of it. Anyway, that is, it's a Western. It's a period piece. You know, I haven't done that. I mean, something like that interests me. And again, very generally, just something I haven't done character-wise or style-wise, you know.
Yeah. What about a cop that used to box in the service and that he's referred to as a tough bastard, that kind of guy? You'd be good at that, Lance.
I'm working on it right now. Actually, the title of the script is called Tough Bastard, but T-U-F-F.
I love it. that's pretty cool. You also worked with Christopher Guest. What was that like?
Yeah, that's another feather in my cap. That was a dream come true for any of us that, you know, it was a Christopher Guest movie. I was on screen for, 30 seconds or something, but it didn't matter.
No way.
The audition was with him. That's my story about that. So I get to it wasn't even an audition. It was just a meeting. So I just got to talk to the guy with a chewed gum in front of me. And then I worked one day on that movie and then had lunch with him and Eugene and the guys and got to go to the after party. That's the story, is like I was in their company.
Yeah.
And it was in that one of the later movies that they did It was a dream come true. Like, everybody envied that because it was a Christopher Guest movie, of course. I mean, I'm so proud to have that on my resume. That's for sure.
Lance Barber is my guest. He was one of the stars of Young Sheldon, and he is enjoying his retirement, which I'm sure will not last all that long. We have about a minute before a short break, Lance, and then we'll just have a few minutes more. I know you're busy. And you're leaving town tomorrow, right? You're going to see – where are you going?
We're starting our summer travels. That's another thing I can do because I'm retired. we go home every summer. You know, I'm a Midwest kid like you, Great Lakes area. In fact, part of my summer travels is a family reunion up in near Green Bay. I'm going up to my cousin's place, who's hosting a big family reunion in Cronenwetter, Wisconsin. I don't know if you know where Cronenwetter is, but for crying out loud, It's up north there. And I'm looking forward to that. A bunch of people getting together that we haven't been together in a while. So any of you Cronenwetter folks listening, I'll be up there.
We'll go to the Google. We'll figure it out. We got to do a really short break, and then we'll come back. And I'm going to invite myself to Lance's family reunion, which will be awkward. It's
you.
Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And put you in me.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Hello, folks, and welcome in to the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters pregame show here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's a good game as we are getting ready to roll from Witter Field. Wisconsin Rapids taking on the Lakeshore Chinooks. The Chinooks are going to be sending out Nate Ciemne, and he'll be going up against the lefty on the bump for the Rafters, Seth Spencer. Spencer coming into this game, he's been struggling over his last couple of games, but he's been on the road. He's been a lot better in front of the home crowd, working a 3.06 ERA in front of the Rafters faithful, and hoping to continue that here tonight against the Chinooks. The Rafters last night, it was a 9-5 victory, and they're now 3-1 over their last four games. They've been running a bit of a hot streak, but so is Lakeshore. They are 4-1 over their last five games. Both teams a little bit hot right now. Both of them sitting at 1-1 to start the second half of the season. And each of them just one game behind the Wausau Woodchucks for first place in the Great Lakes West. So the Rafters hoping to kick off the 4th of July weekend with a big win. But we'll have to wait and see what happens. We've got a good pregame show coming up. Now, I will be playing a previous recording of an interview that we were supposed to have played yesterday. It was Junior Barajas, and unfortunately didn't get the chance to talk to him yesterday, but it was such a good interview that I'm going to actually be playing it a little bit later. So some of the stuff that we talk about might be one day late, but I think it's important to share nonetheless because he had a lot of good things to say, especially about his relationship with his brother, Jace Barajas, who is a teammate of his on the Rafters this year. So that'll be coming up in a second. And then after that, it's starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown for you here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. The website climate.gov is no more. The site that served as a trusted resource for federal research on climate change has been officially shut down a month after its staff was fired by the Trump administration. When it was online, climate.gov received hundreds of thousands of visitors every month. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says climate information will be housed elsewhere on its website. $16 million in state funding could soon be on the way to help farmers improve water quality in rural Wisconsin. The Joint Committee on Finance recently committed the funding for a host of environmentally minded farm programs after months of work from Clean Wisconsin and its partners. The funding still needs to be passed by the full legislature and signed into law by Governor Evers. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Hello and welcome back into the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors pregame show here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and joining me on the pregame show, it's Junior Barajas. And Junior, game number one in the books now for you, and you got a little bit of experience with the team now, and well, hey, in game number one, had that big RBI double back in the first inning. How'd that feel for you?
It was great. I mean, first at bat, not playing in about a month and a half, it was good to get out there and get my feet wet, and just ended up running into one, so it was pretty cool.
Well, second half contract for you, and you mentioned, you know, not having played in kind of a month and a half, and a couple of guys on the team in that same situation, but it does allow you the time to rest up. How are you feeling right now, energy-wise?
I'm feeling great. I mean, it's exciting to get back to play baseball. The last month and a half, I've been itching to get back on the field, and to be able to come and play with the Raptors for the second half, it's been a blessing, and I'm super excited for the rest of it. So, feeling good mentally, body's feeling great, so ready to go.
You know, some of the players on this team, the fans are going to know a little bit more than guys like you who just came in yesterday.
Yeah.
So trying to kind of introduce you to the team, and I think it's really a fun storyline to get to watch with you and your brother, right?
Yeah.
Both playing on the Raptors here. How is that dynamic for you?
It's been pretty cool. Me and him played together our entire life growing up, and then once we got to high school and college ball, we kind of separated, and then this last season at junior college, we were able to play together, which is pretty cool. He became a pitcher, I'm a catcher, so we got to play together, and that was awesome. It was a really cool year. So being able to play with them for the Raptors, it's another season where we get to play together, and you know, it might not ever happen again, so it's pretty cool, and I'm going to cherish these moments.
So have you ever gotten a chance to hit off of Jace?
I have, and it's been fun for me, I'll tell you that. He doesn't like pitching to me, and he probably won't admit it, but I've hit a couple balls pretty far off him. So he's definitely gotten his moments off of me, but I'd say I'm winning most of the battles right now, so.
Well, I know this past April, my brother and I, we played in a pickup game, and
yeah,
I struck him out. That was best feeling in the world.
Oh, man.
But
I'll
he ripped a double off of me, and I bet it felt good for him.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. There's been some times where I've hit homers off him, and there's some times where I'm swinging a wood bat, he's broken my bat. So, you know, we've each gone our own against each other, and it's just been fun playing with him.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like it. Well, you know, coming in to play summer ball, is this your first season of summer ball?
No, so this is my third season playing summer ball. When I was the summer of 23, I played in Iowa in the Mink League. And then last summer, I played in Alaska in the Alaskan Baseball League. So,
okay, so you've got a little bit of experience with the grind
of,
you know, playing kind of every day.
I love it. That's what my dream's always been, to play pro ball and, you know, get to the big leagues. And, you know, I heard the Northwoods League is the closest thing you can get to pro ball without being in pro ball. So that's what I'm going for, and this is a great place to get my feet wet for that. So,
well, hopefully going to see the results show up for you. It certainly did this past season at Saddleback. You know, you took, I mean, you basically batted the same, but I think defensively looked a lot better behind the plate. You got a lot more caught stealings, you know, looked really good with the arm back there.
Yeah.
How is that kind of giving you confidence heading into this year?
It's been amazing, and I think that's what summer ball does for you, is it helps you by getting a lot of repetitions. When I was in Alaska, I caught just about every day, and I got a lot better. And I know that helped me a ton this last season at Saddleback to become a better defensive catcher. And I hope that this summer I can keep working, keep getting better. That way next year I'm at UC Irvine, get even better there. So.
Yeah, and I was just about to mention that. Commit to UC Irvine.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that next year.
Oh,
how are you kind of hoping that this season of summer ball is going to develop you as a player for that transition to D1 baseball?
I'm hoping to get a lot more reps, a lot more at-bats, catch a lot better arms. Obviously, going from junior college baseball to the Division I level, it's a big difference. So my goal was to get as many at-bats off of as many high-quality arms, catch as many high-quality guys like we have on this staff, and just get better as a whole so that next year I come in and I look to win a spot immediately.
Well, that's about all the questions I've got for you. Anything else you want to add real quick?
No, I'm just excited for this summer, excited for the rest of it.
All right, well, looking forward to it. That was once again Junior Barajas. Thanks for joining us today.
No problem. Pleasure.
All right, that's going to close it up for our pregame interview. Quick break here, and when we come back, it'll be starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. Hey, Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
The national anthem done with, and we welcome you back into Rafters baseball here on WFHR. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We've got a good one lined up as the Rafters are taking on the Lakeshore Chinooks for another time this season. And well, this year the Rafters have gotten the better of the Chinooks this year, and 4-2 on the season. They're feeling pretty good about their odds here, and the Rafters going to be taking on those Chinooks here at Witter Field as they'll be lining up behind Seth Spencer on the mound. And Spencer, the left-handed pitcher, comes from Hope International. He's making his seventh start on the season for Wisconsin Rapids. He is out here. Let's go ahead and take a look at these starting lineups and starting pitcher breakdowns, as promised earlier in the show, and of course on the pregame interview. That was with Junior Barajas. Did that interview yesterday, but felt it was a good one and wanted to share it again today, as we didn't have the time to play it in the broadcast yesterday. So here from Witter Field, we are getting ready. Let's break down those starting lineups for you. First off, for the visiting Lakeshore Chinooks, Sears leads off in center field. Heidler bats second at shortstop. Esteban Garcia bats third, and he is at second base. Palmer bats cleanup. He's at the DH. Tyler Priest bats fifth. He's in left field. Reynolds is batting sixth at first. Owen DeShazo bats seventh in right field. Batting eighth at third base, it's Inzunza. And batting ninth and finishing up the order, it's Jack Cleveno, the catcher. Nate Ciemne on the mound for the Lakeshore Chinooks. And he's looking to keep on rolling what he was able to show off earlier against the Rafters. He ended up going 5 2/3 innings and was one out away from a quality start. Allowed just three runs. All three were earned. On the Rafters side, taking a look at their lineup, they've got Carson McIntyre leading off. Noah Hata bats second. Junior Barajas, about called him Jace. Junior Barajas bats third. Madden Akko bats cleanup. Jake Beauchene, a returner, batting fifth in his season debut. Eric Harper bats sixth at second base. Caden Sigman bats seventh. Nick Adrian bats eighth. And Hayden Carlson bats ninth. We are just about ready to go. And first pitch on the way at 6:35. It is fouled back to bring the count 0-1. And, well, not too bad of a day out here. It's a little hot, I'll say that, but not too terribly bad. 86 degrees, and it is cloudy at game time. Wind blowing out at 6 miles an hour with 9 mile an hour gusts. 0-1 count, hit over towards shortstop. Carlson can't get there. It's over his head into left field, and a leadoff hit for the Lakeshore Chinooks. Cade Sears from Iowa Central, he is able to get aboard to lead the game off for the Chinooks. Sears, now a hit for the Chinooks. He'll be followed up by number 7, Bubba Heidler. And Heidler, he bats second in the order for the Chinooks. Follows up Sears, and Heidler comes from Riverside City Community College. First pitch on the way, misses for ball number 1. So now a 1-0 count. Sears on first base. Nobody out in the top of the first inning. Rafters trying to take down the Chinooks. No score yet. Heidler, the right-handed batter, playing in his second game for Lakeshore. That pitch misses outside. It's now a 2-0 count and, well, 3-for-4 on the season. Heidler looking good early on. Of course, a lot of movement between these two squads. Not just the Rafters, but also Lakeshore due to the first half, second half switches. As that pitch misses low, it's now a 3-0 count. And Seth Spencer trying to return to his early season form. He looked really good in his first few games for the Rafters. These last two, it's not quite gone his way. Pitch on the way here. That one is a little low and away for ball number 4. Back-to-back base runners for the Chinooks as Seth Spencer doesn't get off on the right foot. Spencer coming into this game. He has a 6.08 ERA and, you know, like I said, it's been inflated from those past couple of starts. His last time out at Traverse City, he allowed 4 runs. All 4 were earned in 3 innings. The previous start, he allowed 8 runs. 6 of them were earned in 3 innings. Runners on first and second. First pitch on the way here. That one misses low to Esteban Garcia for ball number 1. Garcia, third in the batting order for the Chinooks, and earlier in the season, I recall him batting a little bit lower in the lineup, more towards the back end of it, but here in the second half, moved up to number 3. 1-0 count. That one is taken a little bit outside for ball number 2. Now, the Rafters have had a little bit of movement themselves in the lineup. Of course, a lot of new players as well making their way into the team, and so you get to see a lot more movement there. And the Rafters, of course, are going to be seeing the debut of 3 new players today, similar to yesterday and the day before. And the Rafters, 7 of the 9 players in today's starting lineup were not here in the first half as that pitch misses outside. It's now a 3-0 count to Garcia. 7 straight balls from Seth Spencer, who's trying to get on the right track and not the way to get things started here. Let alone not recording outs, he's working up that pitch count a little bit higher than he was hoping for in the early goings. And Spencer, prior to those last 2 starts, the left-hander, he had a 3.06 ERA here at home. 17 2/3 innings pitched, 16 strikeouts. The Rafters already have an arm warming up in the bullpen. That's Ashton Poole. 3-0 count. That one misses inside. 8 straight balls from Seth Spencer, and he has loaded the bases here in the top of the first. And, man, Spencer trying to get confidence back, and right now not able to do so. And so he will try and find it against the against the cleanup hitter. This is not the spot that you want to be seeing a cleanup hitter in. Bases are loaded. It's Brock Parmer. Parmer, the left-handed hitter who comes from UTSA, University of Texas, San Antonio. And that pitch is going to be in there for a strike and 0-1 count. And Parmer, the DH today, that pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Now an 0-2 count. And Parmer, you know, looking for that first hit for the Chinooks. He's got the bases loaded with nobody out. 0-0 ball game in the top of the first. 0-2, misses high and away. 1-2 count. And those first two strikes were really important for Spencer trying to get back on the right foot. Got to get a lead in the count here. And he was able to do just that. But trying to keep it. Got a 1-2 count. Pitch on the way home. That one is fouled off the foot of Parmer. Keeps it a 1-2 count. On deck, Tyler Preece for the Chinooks. And Preece, he's been dangerous all season long. He's caused some damage against the Rafters. There was another guy in the order, Owen DeShazo. We'll see him in a little bit. 1-2 count on the way home. Swing and a miss. Strike number three. That is a big K for Seth Spencer. And the first out of the first inning, Seth Spencer, the left-handed pitcher for the Rafters. Well, he is formerly from Riverside Community College, who we saw earlier from Esteban Garcia. First pitch on the way to Tyler Preece. That one is in there for strike number one. However, not really near crossing timelines. Seth Spencer pitched for Riverside in 2020 and 2021. But past then, he moved over to a couple of colleges. This one's hit up the middle, over towards second. Stepping on the base, Harper will throw over to first. Oh, beautiful pick by Junior Barajas, and that's a double play. 4-3 DP, and we head to the second inning. Still a shutout, and man, the defense flashing the leather on that one as Esteban Garcia was out at second, and Tyler Preece is out at first. So we head to the bottom of the first. It's 0-0 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Thomas Jefferson is credited with most of the text of the Declaration of Independence, but the independence part came from a Virginian named Richard Henry Lee on June 7, 1776. The First Continental Congress sent a list of grievances in 1774 to King George III, among them the loss of their rights under English law, the occupation by British forces in peacetime, and the oppressive coercive acts passed by Parliament to shut down colonial unrest. The King and Parliament didn't respond other than to pass more restrictive laws. By mid-May 1776, 8 colonies supported independence, including Virginia, which directed its delegates to support independence at the Second Continental Congress. Virginia delegate Richard Henry Lee on June 7th presented his resolution for independence to the Congress in Philadelphia, which tabled action until July 2nd. In the interim, Thomas Jefferson, with light editing by Benjamin Franklin and John Adams, crafted a statement which would become the Declaration of Independence, which included Richard Henry Lee's independence resolution word for word. Resolved that these united colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved. Read the full Declaration of Independence at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
We bring you back into Rafters Baseball, and already a hit here in the bottom of the first as Carson McIntyre leads things off with a hit in his first Rafters at-bat. Comes from Oregon State, where he made his name known with a home run in the NCAA baseball tournament for the Beavers and played a little bit in the College World Series as the pitch now to Noah Hatta misses outside for ball number one. So McIntyre on base in his first plate appearance. And Hatta, the left-handed hitting center fielder for the Rafters, now into play. He's got a runner on first with nobody out in the bottom of the first, tied 0-0. The 1-0 count misses low again. It's now 2-0. Nate Ciemne on the mound for the Chinooks. And Ciemne looking to get things rolling along here. And, well, he has been not too bad as of late, made the move to the starting lineup, but this one is pieced into right field, and that gets down for a hit. McIntyre will stay up at second, however. So back-to-back singles for the Rafters as Noah Hatta has his first hit in a Rafters uniform as well. Hatta did debut yesterday, but, well, he was coming straight off of a flight the night prior, and so he was a little bit fatigued. Well, today he's showing he shook off that fatigue, and he's ready to roll. Got a hit in his first at-bat, back-to-back singles for the Rafters, and it brings up Junior Barajas. Well, he hasn't needed to adjust. He's got 3 doubles in his first 2 games. He's been off to a hot start for Wisconsin Rapids, a 1,000 OPS. First pitch on the way, it's fouled back and towards the Chinooks dugout. Brings the count 0-1, and Junior, the brother of Jace Barajas, he was our pregame guest of the show today. Officially, he was also at yesterday as well, although we didn't get a chance to play the pregame interview. But now you got a chance to hear from the man himself. Glad to have him joining us as the 0-1 count on the way. This one's ripped over towards the right side. Could be 2, though. Picked up at first. 3-6 back to first. Nobody there. It gets away, but bouncing back into play, and nobody throws home. It was picked up over at first base by the Chinooks, Drew Reynolds, but Reynolds didn't know what to do with it, didn't realize the runner was taking off, so he keeps it in his glove, and the error ends up resulting in the runner coming home to score. So it's a fielder's choice that ends up going 3-6. Junior Barajas was safe at first as Hatta was out at second, and McIntyre advanced to third on the fielder's choice. However, he also came home to score on the E6. So now it is a 1-0 Rafters lead in the bottom of the first. Madden Akko stepping into the batter's box. He's got a runner on first base with one out. First pitch on the way to Akko is taken for strike number one on the inner part of the plate. Akko, the cleanup batter for the Rafters today, follows up a couple of new Rafters. Akko, one of just 2 players from the first half that are in today's starting lineup. Grounder over towards second, flip to short, back to first. They got him in time. It's a 4-6-3 double play, and there it goes for the Chinooks. But the error does send home a run, so the Rafters take the lead. They score one run on two hits. There was one error, and the Rafters, nobody left on base. We head to the second inning. It's 1-0 Wisconsin Rapids here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Now into the top of the second inning, the Rafters have a 1-0 lead over the Lakeshore Chinooks, and hey, any way you can get a run is a good way to get a run. The Rafters were able to manage the run in the first inning thanks to an error from the Chinooks. And so they lead 1-0. First pitch on the way here in the second inning to Drew Reynolds is taken for ball number one. Seth Spencer, he loaded the bases with nobody out back in the first inning, but he was able to work out of it. This time it's a fly ball over to left field, and standing under it, it will be caught in left by the new Rafters starting left fielder out there for tonight, and that is Caden Sigmund. Sigmund out in left field. He was previously playing in the DH spot yesterday and, well, making that switch out there. The Rafters seeing, like I mentioned earlier, seven new players in the starting lineup who weren't here in the first half. First pitch on the way to Owen DeShazo, misses low for ball number one. Now, this is not a new player for the Chinooks, and he is a guy that the Rafters have experience with from Boston College, the 1-0 count. This is a little high and inside. And DeShazo, he's had his fair share of success against Wisconsin Rapids. And trying to keep that rolling along. Gets a swing and a miss on the pitch for strike number one. So now a 1-1 count. Sorry, 2-1 count. Pitch on the way home from Spencer. That one misses. For ball number three, it's now 3-1. DeShazo at the plate. And he has Danny Inzunza behind him. As this pitch is a grounder over towards first, Barajas is there. Spencer going to try and reach out for first. Just got him. My goodness. What a play from Seth Spencer. Got a little bit of a late start. He was able to barehand that catch from Barajas and barely stepped on the bag himself. Oh, man. That was an impressive play, and DeShazo nearly outran him, but instead it goes 3-1 on the putout to bring up Danny Inzunza. on deck, the final man in the batting order, Jack Cleveno, but it's not going to get to him. 6-3, they got him. Oh, maybe it will, but they tagged the base. Oh, man, the defense today. Junior Barajas, my goodness. He just leaped into space for that and brought it back down onto the bag for out number three. So they go three up, three down here in the second inning. As we head to the bottom of the second, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Rafters lead 1-0 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I can just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom of the second coming your way, and the Rafters defense has been making some nice plays over the first two innings, and they have it still 1-0, the Rafters lead, and well, they're going to be going with their 5, 6, and 7 batters due up here in the inning, and that's Jake Beauchesne, Eric Harper, and Caden Sigmund. Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting DH for the Rafters. It's a righty-righty matchup. First pitch on the way. It is outside, called for ball number one. Beauchesne, one of the Rafters returners here in the lineup today, and he returns to Wisconsin Rapids after making his debut for the Northwoods League last season. The 1-0 count misses for ball number two. Now 2-0, and Jake Beauchesne recently committed to Seattle University. Pitch on the way home. That one is going to be called for ball number three. So a 3-0 count. Beauchesne holding back right now and not trying to swing out of his shoes. Last season for the Rafters, played him 15 games, 3-0 count. That one is taken low for ball number four, and Beauchesne is on to first with a leadoff walk here in the second inning. And last season did struggle a little bit from the plate, but now he's got a whole extra year of collegiate experience in front of him. Played for Saddleback College this past season and looking to show off his batting ability. Beauchesne trying to continue to improve. And, well, now at the plate, it's another new batter that I'll have to introduce to you. It's Eric Harper, the right-handed hitting second baseman for Wisconsin Rapids. He takes the first pitch, and it's a strike. Called for number one. 0-1 count on the way home. That one is taken on the lower outside corner for strike number two. Beauchesne over at first base. There's nobody out here in the bottom of the second. Rafters leading 1-0. Harper trying to make something happen in the righty-righty matchup, but swings and foul tips one for strike number three, and that's a big strikeout for Nate Siemney, his first of the game. And Siemney, the righty for the Chinooks. I talked about his previous experience against the Rafters, and it was a pretty good starting debut. It was his first time starting for the Chinooks after spending a lot of the time out of the bullpen, but, well, he allowed just 3 runs. They were earned, in his 5 2/3 innings. And then he made another start next time up. Caden Sigmund now at the plate takes the first pitch for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Sigmund, he was DHing earlier for the Rafters, talking about yesterday. Pitch on the way home here. That one is going to be taken for ball number two. 2-0 the count to the left-handed hitting left fielder. And like I mentioned, taking a look back at what Siemney's been able to do this season. He's worked a 4.29 ERA. Pitch coming home, that one is taken for strike number one, a 2-1 count. And Siemney, he started back against Madison in Lakeshore in a 6-4 win, but his only win on the season is this one is hit to right field. That will get down for a hit, but staying up at second base is Bo Shane, and that's the third hit of the game for the Rafters against Siemney. So Bo Shane is now on second base. Caden Sigmund is on first, and it brings up the second Rafters returner from the first half, Nick Adrian. Adrian, the right-handed hitting catcher. It's a righty-righty matchup with two on and one out here in the bottom of the second. Rafters up 1-0. Last time against Madison, like I was talking about for Siemney, 4 1/3 innings as that pitch is taken low for ball number one, 1-0 the count. And in those 4 1/3 innings, 3 runs allowed. All 3 were earned on 6 hits and 4 walks with 3 strikeouts. Prior to his start at Wisconsin Rapids, he had made every appearance out of the bullpen, though. 1-0 count, swing and a miss from Adrian to bring it 1-1. And he had been riding a bit of a scoreless streak heading into Witterfield. He had gone 5 straight innings without allowing a run in his previous 3 appearances, allowing just 3 hits and 2 walks on 8 strikeouts as he gets a swing and a miss from Adrian for strike number 2. So some good stuff from Siemney, finishing off his time in the bullpen, now making the switch to the starting position and trying to show off what he can do. He'd also pitched against the Rafters out of the bullpen prior to that a couple of times. This is his 4th appearance of the season. Sky high in the air by Adrian into foul territory, reaching towards the stands, and it bounces into the Chinook's dugout and bounces up and out of play. So still a 1-2 count, and all the players kind of went scurrying there. So now a 1-2 count with runners on first and second and one away in the bottom of the second.